Hello and welcome to Primary Six's podcast.
Hope you enjoy listening to our Christmas podcast.
Hi, my name is Alyssa and I'm 10 years old. My favourite thing about Christmas is the Northern Lights of Aberdeen. I really like spending time with family and friends.
Hi, my name is Tommy. I'm in P6. My favourite things about Christmas are presents and family.
Hi, my name is Claudia and I'm in P6. My favourite thing about Christmas is the snow.
Hi, my name is Caden. I am 9 years old. I am in P6S. My favourite things about Christmas is sledging, snowball fights and decorating the Christmas tree with my family.
Hi, my name is Sophia and I am in P6S. I am 10 years old. My favourite thing about Christmas is the food, presents and spending time with my family.
Hi, my name is Angelina. I'm 10 years old. The favourite thing about Christmas is spending time with family and drinking hot chocolate.
Hello, my name is Chichi and I'm in P6. My favourite things about winter and Christmas is that there is so much snow. We get to have snowball wars. Oh, and my favourite thing on Christmas Day is that you get to spend time with your auntie, cousins, uncles and others.
My name is Alice and I'm P6S. My favourite thing about Christmas is the food.
Hello, my name is Nathan. My favourite thing about Christmas is the presents.
I am 10 years old. My favourite thing about Christmas is playing on my app.
Hi, my name is David. I am in P6S. My favourite things about Christmas are having snowball fights and seeing family and friends.
My name is Sean. I am in P6S. My favourite things about Christmas are presents and the Christmas dinner.
Hi, my name is LJ and I'm 10 years old. My favourite things about Christmas are the presents and the hot chocolate.
My name is Joshua. I am 10 years old. My favourite things about Christmas are the snowball fights and the presents.
My name is Ollie and I am in P6. My favourite thing about Christmas is my family.
My name is Bella. And I'm in P6. My favorite thing about Christmas, gift, food, Santa, sleeping, and snow.
My name is Hilly and I am in P6. My favorite thing about Christmas is spending time with my friends and family.
My name is Evelyn and I am P6. My favorite things about Christmas are Santa and reindeer.
Hi, my name is Sadie and I'm in P6S and I'm 10 years old. My favourite things about Christmas are hot chocolate, the snow, family and friends and decorating.
Hello, my name is Nick Chakra and I am in P6. I am 10 years old. My favourite things about Christmas are presents and snowball fights.
Hi, my name is Layla and I am in P6S. My favourite things about Christmas are spending time with my family and opening presents.
Evan, I am 10 years old. I'm in P6S and my favourite things about Christmas are hot chocolate and spending time with family and friends.
Hello, my name is Callum. My favourite thing about Christmas is the Christmas tree.
Hi, my name is Jamie Lee. I am 10 years old and my favourite things about Christmas are the snow, decorating the house, spending time with family and friends.
My name is Kali and I am in P6S. My favourite thing about Christmas is sleeping in.
Hello, my name is Brick. I'm in P6S and my favourite thing about Christmas is seeing friends and family.
I wonder if any of you like the same things of Christmas as we do.
In this podcast, we will share some exciting interviews with you. Then we will share the next part of the nativity.
After that, we will share our favourite Christmas song playlist and we will answer a question about Christmas.
We will share a Christmas film review and a Christmas gift guide.
Class has been busy interviewing Rudolph about Christmas, so let's have a listen. Hi, welcome to our interview. Today we will interview Rudolph.
Hi Rudolph, we have a few questions for you if you don't mind.
I would love that.
Have
Have you ever seen a tornado while flying the safe?
Yes, it was fun but very frightening.
How did you get your red nose?
I was just born with it. The other reindeer used to make fun of me because of it, but now they love me.
Do you eat the leaf off the carrot?
No, I don't like it, but the other reindeers do.
Do you like being a reindeer?
Yes, but those cheeky little elves keep on throwing snowballs at me while I'm trying to get some sleep.
How tired are you after Christmas?
Really tired. I am really tired after Christmas. But on Boxing Day, me and the other reindeer play.
How old are you?
I'm 81 years old.
Thank you, Rudolph, for letting us interview you. We'll let you get going because you must be super busy.
It was a pleasure to see you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to our interview of Rudolph.
Wow, I really liked that interview. Me too. Let's see what the next feature is.
Coming up next is the next episode of The Nativity.
Don't be afraid, Mary.
The angel said,
God loves you so much that he wants you to have a very special baby. He will be God's own son, and you must call him Jesus.
Mary gasped.
Do you think that God would choose me? I will do whatever he asks.
Mary was very busy getting everything ready for the baby. She grew rounder as the baby grew bigger, and she needed lots of rest. But when the baby was nearly ready to be born, Mary and Joseph had to walk all the way to Bethlehem to sign their names on a register.
Let's see what Pony's 6 favourite Christmas songs are.
Now I would like to tell you about the song playlist we have put together. Our first song is Last Christmas by Wham. The song was written by George Michael in his childhood bedroom and recorded in 1986. The song later inspired the movie Last Christmas, which was released in November 2019.
Our next song choice to share with you is Jingle Bell Rock, a popular American Christmas song first released by Bobby Helms in 1957. It got a number 6 in the pop charts. Many artists have covered the song, including the cast of Glee in 2012.
The Spanish song Feliz Navidad is our next song. It was released in 1978 and sung by Jody Fuimo. In English, the chorus means Merry Christmas, a prosperous year and happiness. It is considered a classic greeting during the Christmas celebration.
Next in our playlist is the popular song Merry Christmas Everybody by Slate. It was written by Noddy Holder, one of the band members. The song was recorded in New York in 1973. It went straight to number one in the UK charts, selling over 300,000 copies on the day it was released.
Our last song choice is the iconic Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. The song was recorded by Mariah Carey and released in 1994. It is an international hit every year. It gets more popular. Did you know that it won 3 records in the Guinness World Records in 2019. It is ranked the number one Christmas song of all time. Thank you for listening to our section of the podcast. If you want to listen to our playlist, click the link in the description.
Primary 6 are going to answer a question. What time do you wake up on Christmas Day?
6.
6:30 or 7.
5.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
6:30.
6.
7.
5 o'clock.
6:45.
8 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
5:30.
7.
3 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
7:30.
10 o'clock.
6:45.
6 o'clock.
Some of us like to wake up really early on Christmas Day.
Now let's listen to our film review.
I would now like to take this chance to tell you about a Christmas movie we have watched called Nativity. I gave this movie 5 out of 5 stars because it's a really hilarious and feel-good film. The characters I most liked were Mr. Poppins, Jennifer and Zach. My favourite part of the movie was when Mr. Maddens and 2 other children go to Hollywood to see Jennifer. A fun fact about the cast of the film was that the children don't have any acting experience.
Next, I would like to share my opinion of the movie. I gave the movie 4.5 stars because I really enjoyed it. My favourite character was Mr. Poppy, as he made me laugh. I liked the fact that a grown-up acted like a child. Another part of the film that impressed me was when one of the children descended on the stage like an angel.
I found the movie to be very sad because Jennifer moved away for 3 years to go to Hollywood and Paul missed her and got really sad. It was really sweet that his pupils wrote to her to ask her to come back. My favorite character was Paul because he seemed like a really good teacher who cared for his pupils. I gave the movie 3 out of 5 stars.
I gave the movie 4 stars out of 5. Just like Titi, I enjoyed the part with the angel flying down onto the stage. My favourite character was also Mr. Poppy. He was really funny.
Lastly, I would like to tell you what I thought about the movie. I gave it 5 out of 5 stars. I liked the competitive part with the 2 schools. There were lots of funny moments throughout. My favourite character was Mr. Poppy. I would love a PSA like him. Thanks for listening. I hope you get the chance to watch it too.
There were some interesting opinions on that film.
Finally, our last feature.
Primary 6 have made a gift guide. Keep listening to find out about different gift ideas for under £10.
Welcome to our section of the podcast. We are going to tell you about the best gifts for low prices.
I think the best gift for a girl under 5 is Play-Doh. It costs $4.99 from Smith's.
That's a great gift, Angel. I think the best gift for a boy under 5 is a fuzzy bird. It costs $1.89 from B&M.
I found a good gift for mums. It is a candle. It costs £9 and it is from Amazon.
I found a good gift for dads for under £10. It's an Adidas gift set that costs £3.99 from B&M.
I think Uno is a good board game. It costs £5.49 from Smith's.
A good gift for grandparents. Our chocolate. It costs £6 from Amazon.
I found a great gift for a 10-year-old girl. You can get a Roblox gift card for £10.
I found a good gift for a 10-year-old boy. It is keycaps that cost $8.93 from Amazon. I would like that as a gift.
I hope we gave you some good ideas for Christmas gifts under £10.
I hope you enjoyed our section of the podcast.
Thank you. Those gifts sound great. Let's find out who's in the nice list in the nursery.
What's your name?
Rakin Ahmed.
And what's your name?
Aya.
And are you on the nice list?
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast.
Thank you for listening.